$300 in phone calls?
Sorry, I've been bored.
Half of these phone calls are to the phone in Lynn's room.
I've been lazy, too.
You Federal Expressed a letter to Brian?
It absolutely, positively had to be there.
Hey, Tannis! It's us!
Alf, Kitchen.
No problem. I'll call a cab.
You'll walk now.
One day, I'll walk into that kitchen and keep right on walking.
Ow! Hi, Trevor. Raquel.
Willis.
Hi.
What's up?
Tomorrow night, we're having a surprise party for our nephew, Jake.
To celebrate his passing the eighth grade after only 1 year.
He's so smart, it's scary.
A $300 phone bill?
Yes, Raquel, that's our phone bill.
Well, most of those calls are to your daughter's phone number.
We're a close family.
So what's your response to see for play?
I'm sure we can all be there.
Terrific. The party begins at 8. We break the piñata at 9.
See you then.
Toodles.
A piñata! A piñata! Let me at it!
Oh, Alf, you know you have to stay here.
Great. A party where stuff gets broken and I can't go. Did you see the sign on the door?
Genius at work. I'm sorry, I didn't make the connection.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, as long as you're here, check this out.
Do not be afraid. I'm a superior being from the planet Melmac, and even on Melmac, I was considered above average.
Of course, they did grade on a curve. Read on.
I'm not a god. There is no reason to kneel. Okay, if you insist.
Works for me. You?
I assume this is more than a typing lesson.
It's my press release. I've decided to reveal myself to the world. This way I can meet new people, travel, see a Grateful Dead concert?
I don't think the authorities would even let you out in public, much less become a deadhead. You'd become government property.
That's fine. As long as I've got my freedom.
Don't you understand? You'd have no freedom.
What are you saying? I'd have no freedom?
Yes. Think about it, Alf. You'd become a specimen on a shelf. You'd be alone in a lab, doomed to spend each and every day in isolation.
Look at this. They've got me wired for cable. Let's see. Which was the button for a cheeseburger? Oh, that's not it. Oh, I've got to label these buttons. Great. I wiped out half my childhood memories for celery. Hey, you! Come here!
Yes?
How did you get out of your cage?
I work here.
Sorry. Look, I'll give you $5 if you let me out of this cage. 10 if you clean it while I'm out.
Can't do it.
Please? Look, I've got to get out of here. I've got a family. I've got a life. I've got a cake in the oven.
I guess you should have thought about that before you exposed yourself to the world. Specimen ALF/1.
I'm not a specimen. I'm a spaceman. Get the teeth fixed, Boris. Well, I guess there's still no word from the governor. Well, you're living in the dark ages, will he or won't he?
All right. What do you think would happen if you went public with this?
If I revealed myself to the world, I could become a star.
Could not.
Could too. I might even get my own TV show. A poignant drama about my generation. We'll call it 230-something.
Keep dreaming.
It's not a dream, Willie. This could really happen. Hey, maybe I'll host a talk show like David Letterman. I have a gap between my teeth. My, oh my, we're having some fun tonight. Later on Stupid Pet Tricks, you'll see a cat do a 50-foot dive into my mouth. Ah! Ah! Oh, I almost forgot. Say hello to Willie Tanner, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, babe. I want to thank you for bringing me on board after you fired Paul Schaefer.
Well, you're welcome, Willie boy. He does it all, including my laundry.
Ha, 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 ha. What? You got a vivid imagination, Alf, and a surprisingly big ego, babe.
You're dangerously close to losing the bandleader gig, man.
I don't want to be a bandleader. I just want you to think before you do something stupid.
Would inviting 10 newspapers to a press conference be considered stupid?
Yes.
Then you're too late.
You called 10 newspapers?
And a couple of TV stations. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., I shall expose myself to the world.
No.
You're right. Maybe I should put on some pants.
No reporters yet.
I can't believe it. This is the worst thing that Alf has ever done.
Maybe the reporters won't even come. Maybe they thought Alf was a crank.
Well, at least one reporter is coming. I promised him whiskey.
Why are you dressed in that getup?
Showmanship, babe.
Alf.
Hey, my real space suit looks like a hefty bag. Look, I just want to be free. As free as the wind blows. As free as the grass grows. Born free to follow my heart.
Alf. We understand how you feel, but you've got to realize...
Live free as beauty surrounds me. The world still astounds me.
Hi, Dad. Did you get it?
Yeah. Alf, I've got something for you.
Ooh, a coming out present.
Not exactly.
A videotape. All right. Wait a minute. This is a documentary. Just the antidote for my boredom.
I want you to watch this, Alf.
What's that?
It's a Ugandan orangutan.
What's he throwing at the camera?
Never mind.
Here, this is the part I want you to watch.
The Ugandan orangutan had become extinct, except for this last remaining male, as there were no females with which to breed.
I know the feeling.
This last Ugandan orangutan was ultimately captured and isolated until its death last year. Scientists speculate the animal died of loneliness.
That was nice. Oh, I think I hear the reporter coming.
Alf, don't you understand? You could end up just like that poor animal.
That won't happen to me. I'm one of a kind.
So is the orangutan.
Blimey! What have I done? Hide me! Hide me! Hide me!
Where are you going?
I want to be alone. Come on, Brian. Keep me company.
Hello. I'm here for the media event of the century.
It's been canceled.
Whiskey been canceled, too?
Yes.
Figures.
Alf, are you all right?
Yeah. But if Robin Leach calls back, just say, Alf who?
Alf!
Welcome to Alcatraz. How was the party tonight?
Oh, it was okay, I guess. Jake broke the pinata. Trevor bruised a couple of ribs diving for the candy. Alf, what are you doing?
When Milmachians try to drown our sorrows, we gravitate towards cheap imitation porcelain.
Well, have you know this is expensive? Imitation porcelain.
We also eat more.
How is that possible?
Well, our spare stomachs open up. By the way, don't bother looking for your laxative on a rope.
You mean my soap on a rope?
Trust me on this one.
Here you go, Alf.
Oh, wow, you really are depressed.
I need something to wash this down. Got any ketchup?
Coming right up. Dad, we've got to do something about this.
Right.
You may not want to watch this, Willie.
Oh, I've seen it eat before, Alf.
Get out of this bathroom! I am going to take a bath, and that's final.
Fine. I'll go sulk in the kids' bathroom.
Before you do that, Alf, could you come out here for a moment?
Sure. Why not? It's not like I was born free to follow my heart or anything.
Surprise!
Willie! Intruder alert!
No, Alf.
I've been seen by a vicious, snarling mob!
No, Alf!
Hey, hey, wait a minute! I know this mob!
We've invited everyone who's ever met you.
How's it going, Jake O'Lantern?
Great, give me five.
Here's four, I owe you one.
How are you doing, Alf?
Larry, my shrink. Hey, nice to see you when I'm not wacko.
I challenge that.
Grandma Dorothy, how's your much younger husband, Whizzer?
Always a pleasure.
Look, Alf, Jody's here.
Citizen Kane! Yeah! Nice to see you!
Nice not to see you.
Ah, ah, what a kidder! Hey, watch out for the lamp!
Oh.
Alf, we wanted to show you that your world isn't as limited as you thought.
We know it's not the same as going out and making new friends, but we hope it helps.
I couldn't ask for more. Where are the presents?
Oh, shame on you. It's a party.
We're presents. We gave you presents at Christmas and at your birthday and on St. Melmac's Day, which I really doubt was all that big a holiday anyway.
Hey, forget the presents. I guess it's enough that my friends and Dorothy are here.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Oh, boy! Friends with presents are the best kind of friends. And Dorothy. I'll open your present next, Jody.
Well, I'm just going to have to take your word for that.
Oh, a sweater! Thank you, Jody.
You're welcome, Alf. Now you can get rid of that ratty one you're always wearing.
I better start using a conditioner.
He thinks Alf's fur is a sweater.
I'm sorry, Larry. Didn't I warn you? Jody doesn't know Alf's an alien.
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, I told her about the time Alf ate your tennis racket because he thought the strings were made of catgut.
Hey, thanks, Dorothy. I always wanted to learn how to play highlight.
It's a dust buster.
I know that. I was being whimsical.
I thought you could get off your duff and do a little housework.
You shouldn't have. I really mean it.
Alf, I didn't have any money, so I fixed the CD player you broke.
Oh, great!
Oh, wow.
My birthday's in 6 months. Brian, come here.
Speech! Speech! Speech!
Well, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, as there's very seldom a public here to speak to, I'll be brief.
I wouldn't put money on that.
Actually, I just wanted to say that I never realized how good I have it. I don't need to go out and make new friends. I already have the best friends, including Dorothy, anyone could have.
Oh, why, Al, thank you. Thank you very much.
Dottie's gonna cry.
Oh, stop it. I am not.
Hey, Tanner, it's us.
Oh, no, it's Trevor. He wasn't invited.
Yeah, that never stops him.
I think just for a change of pace, I'll hide in the kitchen! Ah! I kill us!
Well, why is Alf hiding?
Well,
he owes the Achmonics money.
I thought you said they were going out tonight.
They always go dancing on Saturdays.
Oh, hello.
Hi. We were wondering if you knew where Jake went.
Right here.
Oh, you're having a party. How interesting.
And we weren't invited after having them over last night.
Now, Trevor, I'm sure the Tanners had a very good reason for stiffing us.
Well, it's not a party.
It's a Tupperware party.
Oh, you mean a party where you have to buy stuff.
Gotta dance.
But I will have a slab of that cake.
I'll get a couple of plates.
Thanks. Bring Raquel one, too.
I'm sorry for the interruption.
No problem. I enjoy the challenge of avoiding those two. It keeps me young.
Not me.
Hey, Willie. Thanks for the party and everything. Huh. It's nice to know there's someone around to save me from myself.
You're welcome.
Willie, I need a doggy bag.
Raquel, don't go in there.
Ah, the game is afoot.
Alf, aren't you having a good time?
Yeah. I'm just sick of Larry telling that story about me eating the tennis racket.
So there he was with the handle sticking out of his mouth.
I can't believe I invited them all back tomorrow.
You what?
They're my friends. And Dorothy. Besides, I could use the extra presents.
Encore.
Willie, do you know when the band played on?
Oh, I sure do.
Well, play it!
Casey would waltz with the strawberry blonde, and the band played on.
And on and on and on and on and on.
Brain was so loaded it nearly exploded. The poor girl was shamed with alarm. He married the girl with the strawberry curl and the